Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Here's Demi Lovato.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
She's going to be at Phillips Arena tonight. The headliner.
Gwinnett.
Yeah.
It's Gwinnett. Yeah. Gwinnett. Yeah, the headliner tonight.
Yes.
This is cool.
I'm really excited. I'm like, it's still surreal to me. Last summer I came here with the Jonas Brothers, not headlining.
Right.
And now I'm headlining. It's crazy.
What is the difference now? I mean, I know obviously you come on second and all, but is there like a different respect you get backstage now? Like, I'm the headliner, okay?
You would think. No, I'm just kidding.
But no.
No. There's not really any difference. I mean, I just go on later.
Yeah, other than that, same attitude.
I mean, yeah.
But it's more prestige. I mean, that's where you want to be as an artist, right?
Yeah, I got a ping pong table.
Okay,
sweet. Comes on the road with us. It's like a headliner thing, right?
Is that what you asked for when they're like, what do you want? You're like,
No, I was actually like, my manager was like that. He was like, your dressing room needs life or something. Like, get a ping pong table. I was like, okay.
Here's Kennedy. She's been holding on for like 10 minutes. She can't wait to say hi to you. Hey, Kennedy.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Is this really Demi Lovato?
Yes.
Seriously?
I promise.
How can Demi prove it to you that it's really her?
You have... Okay, where is Sunny from?
She doesn't believe me.
No, she doesn't.
Sunny is from Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh, it's really you.
That's adorable.
You could have Googled that.
If you could choose a life, would it be Demi Lovato or would it be Sunny from Wisconsin going to So Random and accomplishing her dream?
That is a solid question.
That's
right
there. That's a really good question. I've actually never been asked that before. I think that I would choose my life as Demi Lovato because I wouldn't trade it with anybody's. Really, really happy with my life. It's really awesome.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on Q100 with Demi Lovato.
I promise it's me.
I have a Twitter, and I was just wondering, like, do you, like, see those and read those and stuff like that?
I do. You know what? I see so many. I've had people, like, actually, I got one this morning. It was, like, a girl that was really mad at me. She's like, why don't you ever reply to me? I'm so mad at you. I'm not your fan anymore. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the first time I've ever seen you, like, Twitter me. Like, I had no idea. I felt really bad, and I'm always on my BlackBerry when I reply to people, and it won't let me reply to people. Like, sometimes it'll say that the name is, like, non-existent, but it is.
What is Saturday's tweet that today was amazing, hopping into bed with a big smile on my face because I haven't been this happy in a long time mean?
Because I'm really, really happy with my life right now.
Was there something specific on Saturday, or you just realized it?
I had a really great show. I, like, fell on stage, but it was awesome because I couldn't stop laughing, and it was one of those moments where, like, everybody in the audience, like, laughed with me, and I just instantly connected to every single person in the audience. And I know what you're getting at, though.
What?
But
I was going to ask if he wasn't, so it's coming after one way or the other.
it was a really great show.
Yeah? So, as part of
this... Do you have a Twitter?
I do.
What's your Twitter? You should, like, follow me.
I think I might be already. I think once we knew that we were doing this, I think I might be. Yeah.
Really?
It's a little creepy though for a guy my age to be following you. I got to be honest with you. So hey, probably after him.
It's cool because you're like a radio DJ.
Yeah, that's the only excuse. Yeah,
sure. It's totally cool for radio DJs to follow teenage girls on the internet. That's totally awesome.
Strictly professional. Is part of this happiness? Does this have anything?
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
That's really cool. How many followers do you have?
I like yours too.
Thanks.
You have a lot of boys following you. Are you dating anybody these days that's making you so happy?
No, I'm really good friends with people.
So there's no guy that's part of the equation that's bringing you to this elevated level of happiness?
You meet people and you have really good friends and they tend to make you really, really happy.
Did you talk?
What I'm hearing is yes, no.
It's always best to keep something private just because, it's always best to keep things private, but sometimes you're just so happy that you can't help it.
Yeah.
And then you get in trouble.
Okay. You've been around this block a few times. Yeah. Like,
well said.
What I have between people is between me and those people.
Okay. That's a very good answer.
Thank you.
That is very good. I like your shirt too.
What is the best advice that Selena or Miley has given you?
Selena's given me a lot of advice. I was having a really hard time with my schedule, just getting used to like touring on weekends and doing the show during the week and like flying to New York on the weekend, you know, coming back and forth and really not having time for a personal life. And I came to her one time. I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Like I'm really working hard and I'm getting so tired. She's like, then don't be afraid to like say, hey, like I need a day off. And once I learned that, now I realize how she keeps up with like her busy schedule and like still is sane because she's like she has one of the biggest hearts in the world and she's like got the best head on her shoulder. Mm-hmm. And she's really, really great with kids. Like every single time that we meet fans, she's like goes out of her way to talk to the kids and stuff like that. So she's like just watching her, I think because we've been best friends for like literally a decade now. Mm-hmm. I think that being able to watch an example of like what I want to, you know, I don't know. She's like, in a way, my role model. Like, I want to be like her in a sense, like the way that she treats her fans, the way that she's kept a pretty personal life. I think I've learned more from watching the two of them than I have from, you know, getting advice from them. Because when we hang out, we're not like, okay, let's give career advice. Like, it's not really what we talk about.
We're going to break off into discussion groups now.
Yeah.
All right. How old were you when you started writing songs?
I was 10 years old. I'd always liked to write poetry and stuff when I was like 8 and stuff, but then I didn't turn them into songs until I was 10.
What is an 8 or a 10-year-old like, right? Like what life experience
you
are you drawing
surprised.
From? Yeah, tell us.
No. I know you.
Hard
no,
questions are done.
I wrote a song about all the seasons one time.
Oh, really?
Aww,
yep, and all the holidays and the seasons. I was inspired by The Night Before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You want to sing?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Fine. Let's do it.
Gosh, wait. You kind of threw me off guard. Like, I'm not really prepared or anything.
You don't have to.
No. Well, how many of you guys know a song called La La Land? Oh, yay. Well, then let's sing that one. I am confident, but I still have my moments, baby. That's just me. And I'm not a supermodel. I still eat McDonald's, baby. That's just me.
Come on.
Well, some may say I need to be afraid of losing everything. Because of where I had my start and where I made my name. Well, everything's the same in the La La Land machine. And who says I can't wear my Converse with my dress? Well, baby, that's just me. And who says I can't be single and have to go out and mingle, baby. That's not me. No, no. Some may say I need to be afraid of losing everything because of where I had my start and where I made my name. Well, everything's the same and
and the La La Land.
Pressure there trying to like clap as she was doing the song because I don't have any rhythm.
I do that sometimes, like in concerts. I'll be like, put your hands together in the middle of the song, and like in the middle, like they get like
they totally reject.
Yeah, I'm like, fine guys, put your hands down, it's all good.
Tell us about Here We Go Again. It's out on July 21st. Do I have that right?
My new single, Here We Go Again, is out July 21st. I mean, no, my album is out July 21st. My single has already come out. It's on iTunes, so please check it out.
You guys put your hands together for Demi. She's going to be here for a little while and signing autographs for you guys. And she's got a busy, busy schedule, and she came out just to hang out with you guys. So thanks a lot for hanging out this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Seriously. It's been so much fun.
Anytime you're in Atlanta, please come on by.
Duh.
All right.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.